Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast on every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy Match Day, Nathan.
Happy Match Day, Troy.
And of course, whether you are on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match, we are here to get you in the footy mood. A big thanks to our Match Day sponsor this week, Drink West. Watch Panthers games live and loud at Drink West Brewery. All right, let's get straight to the rundown. The match details for tonight's game. It is the Panthers up against the Broncos at Bluebet Stadium. An 8 o'clock kickoff on Thursday, the 21st of March, for this Round 3 match. And the Panthers, Nathan, are now very short price favourites, of course. Adam Reynolds ruled out earlier in the week, but Payne Haas ruled out yesterday. So it's a problem for the Broncos as they travel to Penrith for the grand final rematch.
Yeah, you can feel the excitement around town this week. It's been really fun to see the different stories coming out about tonight's game. It's going to be amazing. Obviously, Penrith have their injury concerns as well. Their big man in James Fisher-Harris also missing. So it sort of evens the playing field there in the forwards. But I think Adam Reynolds being out is a huge loss for Brisbane too.
Certainly is, and obviously good news on Fisher-Harris though. He won't be out for an extended period.
No, it doesn't appear so. Now, we know Panthers / Ivan Cleary are very cagey in terms of when he will be back. They seem to be like that these days with injuries. We don't actually know what the injury is, just as there's no structural damage. So who knows what's happened to him. And they're also not saying when he's due back either. But that's sort of what the club has been doing in recent years in terms of how much they offer in terms of what injury a player has.
All within the rules, but something that in American sport, for example, just wouldn't happen.
And it wouldn't happen. It didn't happen at Penrith up until like mid last year. They used to do injury reports every week with the physio Pete Green. He'd put a thing out, say a video out to say how the players were tracking and whatnot. But now everyone's just kept in the dark, which is a little annoying for fans and for the media, because I think it's important to know what's wrong with the player, I guess.
Now, we of course mentioned about Adam Reynolds, so we have got Jock Madden coming in to partner Ezra Mam in the halves. Reece Walsh is obviously the other excitement machine. Ivan Cleary was asked during the week how he thought Jock Madden's game style would affect Brisbane, and how they're going to shut down Ezra and Reece Walsh. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
I guess they'll have a plan. We've got a plan for what we're going to do, and one thing for sure about the Broncos, they can throw plenty at you that's hard to preview, so just through sheer talent. So if we get our own game in order, then we'll be able to limit what some of those guys can do.
Yeah, so that's Ivan Cleary there. And there's no doubt Reece Walsh and Ezra Mann, they are the danger players in tonight's game.
Yeah, of course. Look what one of them did in last year's grand final. Basically went crazy for that 10-minute period there and laid on three tries and almost took the grand final off Penrith in the end. But Reece Walsh, he was fairly quiet in that grand final. But yeah, Ezra Mam, he's definitely one to watch, and I fear what's going to happen tonight potentially.
Yeah, and of course, talking of the grand final, as we move into the storylines of the week, we're talking about it. The Broncos certainly are not. So one of the key storylines this week has been Brisbane's refusal to talk about the grand final. Now, on one side of it, I understand it. On the other side of it, I'm like, come on, a bit of hype. Here's what Billy Walters had to say when he was pressed on it during the week.
What did you learn from the last 20 minutes of the grand final last year, Billy?
Nah, that's last year. We're not worried about that. We're worried about this weekend, and it's a new competition this year, and I hope it's a great game.
It's an interesting one. Like, you guys spoke about it for weeks and weeks, and now it's almost like you can't mention the war. You can't mention the grand final. Is that how it is?
Well, we can't dwell on last year. That was last year, so we're excited for this year. And the competition, it's a new game this year. There's a lot of good teams, so hopefully we can get a win this weekend.
When did the ban come into effect, really?
There's no ban. We just don't want to talk about it. It's last year, and it's a new competition this year. We're not playing a grand final this weekend. We're playing for 2 points, so that's what we're after.
Now, that was pretty much repeated throughout the week. That was Brisbane's mantra. Now, interestingly, Ivan Cleary's press conference, they brought up the point that Penrith often spoke about their 2020 grand final loss as motivation for the next year. Now, maybe Brisbane are doing it all internally, but it does appear that they just don't want this grand final rematch talk to be part of the conversation at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've sort of never really seen before. We haven't really seen other teams, you know, go down that path in previous years, but it doesn't surprise me with Brisbane and Kevin Walters. He's a bit, some of his philosophies are a bit different to other coaches, I guess you can say. So yeah, it is a bit interesting, but Penrith players were more than happy to talk about the grand final rematch when I spoke with them on Tuesday. In fact, Jerome Luai, he said to me that there's always a bit of feeling behind rematches. He's played in a fair few of them now. He said the build-up is definitely there and it rubs off on the teams as well. So this game is being treated differently over at Penrith, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, your inside word, of course, always critical as we reach halftime, of course, on the podcast. And make sure you crack open a drink, West, and you can of course watch all Panthers games live and loud at Drink West Brewery. Also, if you're out facing the crowd, you win a case of Drink West as well. So
yes,
make sure
we're hoping to get some more in.
Yeah, make sure you keep an eye on extra time. But yeah, what was training like during the week, Nathan? You were out there.
Yeah, the boys were excited. You could tell they were pumped for this one in particular. Obviously, the match against Brisbane, they'll never forget. I asked Sunita Taruva if he'd watched the game back in full gear. He said he hadn't. He said that he's only watched Nathan's try, Critter's try in that last 20 minutes, which, to be fair, that's probably what most of us did. I also asked him if he has any grand final memorabilia around the house. You know how we do, Troy.
Yes,
our whole houses are dedicated to the Panthers and grand final memorabilia. Well, he said he hasn't had his jersey framed yet. It's in the process. He's going to try and get his grand final jersey and debut jersey sort of framed together. So that's what his plan is at the moment. But no, the teams are very excited. It's obviously multicultural round as well. So they're going to be wearing special edition Pacifica jerseys that Frank Pulitua and Joe Nullivau had a say in creating. So so the players are very excited to represent the culture on tonight's game as well.
And we're not expecting a sellout for tonight?
No. I asked someone at Panthers how tickets were tracking, and he said, look, there's only been one ever sold out Thursday night game, and that was the Eels versus Panthers clash last year, a Battle of the West on a Thursday night, which sold out. But at this stage, no, the game is probably going to be still a good number. You're looking at 17,000, 18,000, but it'll be very difficult to get a sold out sign up tonight.
Of course, we'll see if the Barnacle Bill shot clock goes off again.
Well, I tested it out this week. Okay. Went down there. They said a lot of people have gone down to cash in their 50% discount. Fantastic promotion.
Yeah, absolutely. the Barnacle Bill shot clock. I think it's what? If a Penrith score within 5 minutes,
yeah,
the shot
and
clock
they
going
did.
Off.
It was incredible.
You get 50% off. So everyone will be cheering, particularly with Good Friday coming up too.
Well, I think it only lasts a week, the promotion. So
okay.
Unless you want
to
buy your food
Thursday
on the Thursday then.
Right on the Thursday. You know, celebrate Good Friday a little bit earlier than
Thursday.
Yeah. Now, look, obviously both of these teams, Penrith and Brisbane, one win, one loss to start the season. Both lost in the opening round, both won in the
second round.
They're
both not even
round.
In the eight this week.
No, they're not. And in fact, I think they're four and against.
It's the same.
It's exactly the same. It's zeroed out based on their opening two rounds. So what have you made of Penrith in the first 2 weeks?
Oh, look, I think they were a lot better last week. Even Owen Cleary said he was very proud of them last week. They did a lot of things right. I think it was always going to take them a little while to click into gear. And perhaps this week we'll probably still see signs of, you know, not being at their best. But they're on the right track. We just need to keep racking up those wins, I think, early. And, you know, and that'll pave the way later, especially around Origin period.
As for Brisbane, I think that they... They were pretty good against South. They'd be pretty disappointed in that lapse of concentration early in the second half where they let South back into the contest, particularly given the lapse of concentration
yes,
in the grand
well,
final last year. Yeah, you think that they'd be very focused on moving on from that. But look, it should be a good game. Unfortunately, robbed of some stars, as we've mentioned, with no Adam Reynolds, no James Fisher-Harris, no Payne Haas either. But look, it'll still be a great game between two of the competition heavyweights. Where are you watching the game, Nathan?
I'll be there, back row, Western Grandstand in front of the media box, ready to cheer on a back-to-back win.
I will be in the Western Grandstand as well.
I'm sure I'll
night.
See you
Looking
coming up the aisles at some stage.
Yes,
with some beverages,
you will. With a couple of waters. Absolutely, as always. Final predictions. I am going Penrith big here. I've said by 18
wow.
in the weekend of the
You know, whenever
today.
You tip them big, it's always a golden point game.
Well, I actually think 18 is generous. I think we will put the cleanest through Brisbane. You've heard it here first.
Okay, I think Penrith win as well. I'm not as confident as you. I'll go. They'll win by 8.
All right, well, it's the Panthers and the Broncos, round three. Looking forward to this one. It's live on Channel 9, Fox League and KO. And let's hope that the Panthers can get a good win up tonight. We'll be back next Thursday, of course, to preview the Panthers-Roosters game ahead of the Easter weekend. Nathan, enjoy your footy.
Good luck, boys, and good luck, Panthers.
Scott McRae, I'll ring the siren. Bye for now.